Zoe's letter, April 5th. Yes, you would be scolded for apologizing because I told you that you should put off my letters until your homework is done. Am I going to have to start texting you before I drop these letters off, just to see if you've finished your work yet and you're allowed to have it? Because I will hold your letters hostage if I have to. Thanks for your, enthusiastic support of my extremely tentative career plan. I should have known, it being you, but I honestly didn't expect it. I mean, I'm not even that sure. So, thanks. I'll let you know about Allie. I have a year yet. Anyway, yeah, gotta pick a school. I'm thinking about maybe somewhere close to Mom. I don't know. Like I say, it's a year away. Is it weird that I, I can't wait to have you glare at me in person? It doesn't have quite the same effect on paper. So until then, glare at me all you want. But you know you wouldn't agree that I was messed up if it wasn't true, okay? Don't be sorry about not being bubbly, Zoe. You have had a lot to deal with this past year, and I understand that. I just hope that sometime soon, maybe you can get back to it. Now that maybe your life can return to normal. Okay? I'll have to look up your mom's book on Loretto. That's certainly a very interesting story. I mean, we both know I'm a skeptic, so it's not exactly going to surprise you that, well, I think it's probably made up. But it does make a nice story. I can see we're going to have to table the pickled pineapple discussion until I can figure out a way to trick you into having them. Also, can you really snark at people who probably don't deserve it and don't even know you're judging them? Because I think you don't have a mean bone in your body, and after 15 minutes, you'd go back to refuting my snark with some cutesy story about their lives that is totally made up but meant to make me smile. And how exactly do you expect to make me watch season 2 if I don't want to? Are you going to look up my address or something and stalk me until I do or something? I shouldn't be giving you ideas, should I? I don't want to get you into trouble with your boss. Do you have any days that weekend off? I mean, I probably couldn't do all day on my birthday, but none of my family are morning people, so I could probably manage that. Or if you'd rather do the day before, I can clear out my Saturday completely. I mean, if you want. It's up to you. You're the one who's busy. I'm just sitting around waiting to heal. Are you blushing? I think you are, and I can tell just on paper. So your face must be on fire. Really, Zoe, it's okay. I don't mind. You just surprise me, that's all. It's not what I thought you'd say. I thought you'd go with having a sister or that red bicycle you wanted when you were 12. See, I do pay attention even when I'm refusing to watch the rest. You know, insults are just one of those things you get used to, Zoe. It sucks that people think the way I look is cause for name-calling, but there's not a whole lot I can do about it. Yeah, our prom preparations are in full swing now, too. Emma is on the committee, so she has been bringing in her paperwork when she comes over and is on her phone all the time when she's here. I tell her she can go and work somewhere else, but it's like she just doesn't want to leave. I'm actually starting to wonder if something happened at home that she's avoiding. I wish she would tell me, but I know that if she's ready, she will, you know? It's just, I can tell something's wrong, and I wish I could do something about it. Yeah, I guess my letter is going to be short this time, too. But you didn't give me any questions to answer. I'll have to give you a couple to help you fill up the pages. Okay. One, what is the hardest question you've ever answered? Two, what is the biggest surprise you've ever had? And three, what is the thing you'd most like to complete? Sorry, Chica, that's all I've got. I started late. Like I said, Emma's been staying longer and longer. Anyway, I'm really tired, and yeah. Talk to you soon, Chica.